Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to No Reserve Radio. Ren here. With me, as always, Angelo and Austin. This might be the episode Angelo gets fired.
And Angelo breaks the internet.
No, Angelo doesn't. We're not important enough. But this might be the episode I've had enough of you. So,
very possible.
The video title should tell you what this is, but if it doesn't, or if you can't read, we are going to be doing our top five players to build around. These are our personal perceptions of what players, like, if you were starting a team today and you were looking to build over the next 5, 6, 7 years.
Oh, I didn't do that long, but go on.
Or shorter. What players would you want to build around? What would be your franchise cornerstones? We don't know each other's list, but all week up to the last 30 minutes where I've been begging and pleading him, he's made it sound like he's made a massive, disgusting error. And like I said, I think he's getting fired tonight.
I might.
It might be disgusting.
So, yeah, it might be mega disgusting, honestly.
Disgusting. There's no T for me. Go on.
I said disgusting. So before we get into basketball news, because we'll do basketball news before D'Angelo starts writing his eulogy. What is a random talent you have that is absolutely pointless? So I'll start it off just to kind of give an idea. So for me, stupid talent I've no use for, juggling. I can juggle. I can juggle really well.
I actually, while I'm working, will juggle too. I'm not gonna lie.
I can do like four. I can do four. I've done five briefly.
I do three.
But what is a random talent that is absolutely pointless that you guys have?
I have like no talent I can think of, but one that my wife always shares. Is the pack of like the Mott's fruit gummies. She can identify every single one just by. She's weird.
Just by what? Tasting it? Smelling it?
Just by feel. Like, just like she can feel it and know exactly which one. Yeah. It's weird.
That beats mine. Significantly. So that's,
yeah. No.
And I got
nothing over that.
I'm testing that.
You win.
A little bit of NBA news here. So we had the trade deadline last week, as we all are aware. After the trade deadline, as usual, buyout market, right?
Yep.
So we'll start with players that have new teams. So Dwayne Dedman got waived by the Spurs after he was traded there. He signed with the Sixers. Reggie Jackson bought out by the Hornets, signed with the Nuggets. I really like that signing. Danny Green, bought out by the Rockets, signed with the Cavaliers. I like that one a bit, too. Not, like, the biggest fan, but it's a good one.
Yeah.
Terrence Ross, bought out by the Magic, or waived by the Magic, signed by the Suns.
Oh.
That's also a good one.
That's a very good one.
Justin Holiday, waived by the Rockets, signs with the Mavericks. I really like that one, too. That are currently, as of the recording of this episode, which is Thursday, February 16th, Patrick Beverley, Serge Ibaka, Justin Jackson, Stanley Johnson, and John Wall are bought out, but they still don't have teams. And then rumored to be bought out or currently in the process of being bought out. Will Barton, Frank Kaminsky, Alex Len, Kevin Love, Nerlens Noel, Derrick Rose, and Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook. Yeah, you saw that coming. Kevin Love, I'm really like conflicted about because he has been with us for so long. And yeah, it's really weird. Like seeing a team
log jam.
I get it. No, I get it. But go on.
Going back to like when I got back into basketball, because like I stopped following basketball for a very long time. Once I got back into it, I think it was like 3 years that I'd been out of the game. And my earliest memories of coming back were Kevin Love on the Timberwolves, like the 20 and 15 averages, like far away from that. Derrick Rose and Russell Westbrook, I'm interested to see where both of them go. I think those are the two, like, Kevin Love's decent. Like, he'll be a decent depth piece, but Derrick Rose and Russell Westbrook in a six-man role, those are the best fits there. So, I think we can just go ahead and get into our lists. I'm interested to see who you guys have and who you've left off. We will do the list of who we left off at the end, I think, if you guys want to, because I think all of us did more than five, because I sat down to make this list, and just as I was going through it, I realized there were a lot of players that I kind of would want to build around, and I had to narrow it down, and I actually only just finished narrowing it down a couple hours before we recorded tonight. So
I actually had, when I was doing it, I like had my five, and I had like people on the borderline, and as soon as I got like to four, I figured out who that fifth one was, and then I just ignored the rest. I'm not gonna lie, as far as ordering them.
So I think we should have quite a few of the same picks, even if we don't have the same.
No, we won't. Because no, we won't.
If you do not have any of these five that I have on your top five, but if someone has one like earlier than you, so like if I don't have this person on my list, but if I were to have, say, Harrison Barnes, I'm just going to throw out a random player because none of us will have Harrison Barnes. If I were to have Harrison Barnes at three and Austin has him as one.
Sorry, then you just called my number one.
Austin can go ahead and talk about Harrison Barnes as his number one there, just to streamline the process. So that when we get to Angelo's top three and the tangent and 3 hour diatribe that that's going to cause, we don't overrun our episode here. So with that said, who wants to start?
I think I should go last. However, before we start, I would like to say that it is going to be so nice not having to mention the point guard in Atlanta, he who will not be named this episode. Thank the Lord. I am happy. Whoever wants to start.
I will say he was my number six. He didn't make my top five, but he was my number six.
He wasn't even considered.
Trust me, I know he wasn't considered for you. Austin, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You go ahead.
Okay, so I went with a bit of a homer pick here. And my list was based on impact of the team and how much they affect the game as a team player. There's one exception to that, and we will get into that. But so for number five, my fifth player I would want to build around would actually be Tyrese Halliburton. And the reason is, it's rare to have a guy averaging 20 points while leading the league in assists with decent shooting splits. So he's a prototypical floor general, right? And I think that that's the easiest player to build around. He does have some gaps in his defensive game, but those should come as he gets older. The playmaking, obviously there. He's one of the best passers in the NBA right now. He's one of the best creators in the NBA right now. Not that hard to build a team around him. You can throw really any combination of Pacers players around him, and that team has a shot to win. The easiest way to see this is when you go back to when he was out and the Pacers went on that like 10-game losing streak, and then immediately he came back and they're back winning. So based on that, I would want to build a team around Tyrese Haliburton. I think that he would be one of the easier players to build around because you just have to surround him with players. It doesn't have to be specialists. It's just players. He will make those players better. So, yeah, Tyrese Haliburton, my number five.
We're starting at five. Oh, this is going to get really awkward really fast.
You're not starting at five?
Oh, well, I guess I will now.
You were gonna do a count up?
Yes.
Why?
You'll find out why. So, I guess I'll go next.
Oh no, I know why he's starting at five or why he was starting at one.
So the way I made this list is you said if you were a GM. Okay, so I don't know. I am not experienced. I am not versed. So what I valued is versatility, either to play multiple positions, to do multiple things. I also valued championship experience because I do not have that. And as a mad scientist, I would want people who would make it easier for me to experiment and fail, but I also want to be in the running for a championship if I succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Number five is Luka Doncic.
Oh my God.
So the things that made Luka fall for me were the defensive liability that we've seen to this point, the lack of experience in finals. Granted, he has a Western Conference appearance. And overall, not knowing how exactly I would do it. And you would think it would be easy. And I know a lot of people will think it's easy. But when I thought about it, when I thought of what I would have to do, how much creativity I would be allowed, I didn't see it. But he's a great player. This isn't so... I know this. That you're going to probably go on an hour-long diatribe about this. This is not who the best player in the NBA currently is for me. This is who I personally would want to build around. And with the information I have and how I kind of gauge this, he was my fifth one.
No, so here's my issue with that, right? Yep. So it's one word. It's one word. I'm going to serve you a slice of pie, okay?
Yep.
P-I-E. Player impact rating.
Yep.
Okay. So player impact or player impact estimate is a metric that is used to gauge players. And it's every.
I'm sure he's number one.
He is number two.
Him or Jokic?
Number two. And Jokic is number one. You are absolutely correct. This is the overall impact this player has on the game.
Yes.
Luka is number two.
Yes.
I don't see how you could possibly not see him as a player to be in that top three. You can make an argument for the top two, sure. But you're talking about a guy who, no matter what you're asking him to do based on this metric, which shows everything, is the second best player in the NBA. And he's also 23 years old.
Yeah. No, he's great.
I'm interested to see the rest of your list. That's all I'm saying.
I told you this was going to be a hot take list.
Austin, save me. Have a decent five.
My fifth is Ja Morant.
Okay. Talk me through it.
So. And the way that I did my list, I didn't look at any stats. I don't care about stats. I looked at what their impact would be on a team mentality and how that would look on the court. So for Ja, he's an athletic monster. He's going to pair great with having some shooters around him, especially when he gets those forced double teams.
Mm-hmm.
That's just going to open it up. That's what I want. He's electric. He's explosive. He'll bring that momentum to a game that you need.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why he's my guy.
I completely agree with everything there. Jaw's a little higher for me. He is on my list, though, but I will get to him when I get to him. But I think that I like the way you're grading, Austin. Like, that's... It's not based on stats, sure. I can see that, because realistically, certain players are going to perform better than their statistics are saying. We say eye test, right?
Fair.
That said, there are certain players that metrically and eye test pass with flying color. I'm still trying to comprehend Luca at 5. I'm sorry. It just, like, I want to save everything for when I do my Luca, but, like, I just want to tear this dude apart right now.
Go for it. Do it right now,
no,
man.
No. I need to save it because I have Luca on my list.
Well, so did I.
No, I know you did. I know you did because you told me as your first freaking pick. We'll come back to Luca. We will come back to Luca.
You know, looking at my list, I really left off someone that you're probably going to be surprised about, but we'll get there.
Oh, so, I know I left someone off that he's going to be surprised about. Go on.
So, no, I won't be. So that's what I was trying to say. Like, in the group chat all week, I felt like there was 15 players. I started at 10, but I think there's about 15 players that are good answers for a top 5. I thought the top 2 was set in stone, but here we are.
Here we are.
If your other guy is not in the top 2, I'm going to be surprised. But I'm actually questioning if he's even going to be on your list. Just fair. Based on that.
Fair.
So, with my list, I incorporated age into it, right? Like, if I'm building a team, I want to build a team. I want someone that is going to be around for a long time. I want my franchise cornerstone. So, all of my players are younger. Knowing Angelo and his obsession with... I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron is on his list. It's not even winning.
So, I won't spoil it if he's on the list or not.
I know you, and I know that of LeBron stands, you're probably number one.
Did you just call me the number one LeBron fan? Fair, that is the nicest thing that you've ever said to me.
I did not say fan.
That's up Stan. There, man. That is
S-E-A-N.
Up there.
S-E-A-N.
That's up there, man. That is
different
there.
Than fan.
That is up there. So, I feel what you're feeling, and I'm feeling
so
it.
So your number 4 is?
My number 4, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, with all that said.
Okay.
So I honestly wanted to put SGA a little higher just based on his performance this season. He's 27 PER. That's actually the second highest on my list.
Yeah.
Averaging 30.8 points per game. That's also second highest on my list.
SGA is doing a lot for the Thunder. I really SGA hope they don't.
The reason he fell is not, like, it's unfair to him. It's because he's doing a lot for the Thunder. It's someone has to score, right? But you see the fundamentals there. He's got great shooting splits. He's 50, 35, and 90. I think that's rough estimates. I think it's actually like 91 for his free throw. But he's doing really well this season. He's a player that you can build around. He does play a little bit of defense, which I think on my list, he's the only guy that plays defense regularly. Like, all of them do, but he's the only one that is worth anything.
That is not the case for mine.
So I'm a big defensive guy. Like, I love Matisse Thybulle. I love Lu Dort, right? But your franchise cornerstone, do you care so much that they can play defense given the fact that there are these role players that are elite defenders? Is that a selling point for you? Because it's not for me. Like, obviously, I don't want a turnstile, which is why Trae Young did not make my list.
My list, you'll see it as the list goes on, but I generally didn't care about age as much, but my list was also about, like, versatility as far as positionally and being able to
right.
either defend multiple positions or be able to be played at multiple positions. So is defense like in the, yes, it is. Was it the deciding factor on a lot of players? Probably not, kind of, but probably not.
So my, I guess my question then would be, because we're in positionless basketball, right? So we don't necessarily have point guards or shooting guards. We have guards, and we have big guards that can play forward, and we have DeMar yep. DeRozan playing power forward. So
yep.
is positional versatility just a given in these days? Because I would argue
no,
that it
not.
Is. I think any player...
No,
I absolutely think it is. Because I think any player can play any position as long as they're surrounded by players that can fill the gap. So if you are a guard that can't handle, but you have a point forward, you're fine. Like Mario Chalmers was a thing. Check that out. Mario Chalmers catching strays 20 years after he played. But yeah, so that was, I got off track, but SGA is my number four. Young player, talented, very, very talented.
Yep.
A lot of room to grow. Easy to build around. He's my number four.
Absolutely. I'm guessing I'm next since I went second in the last one.
You jumped the gun and took second last time, so this is you.
You sure you don't want to save me for last?
I just want to get you out of the way as soon as possible, so you just do whatever you
want. We just
do.
Let you go insane, and then I bring some sanity back.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. I'm cool with that. I get to be the sandwich in the middle, the meat, the thing you want to see, the thing you want to eat. Yes,
no.
This I am the meat in the sandwich in this scenario.
Angela, who is your number four?
Kevin Durant.
Oh.
So
I hate it, but I don't.
Exactly. So once again, it was about versatility. It was about like he can play multiple positions. He can defend when he's engaged at a pretty good clip. Granted, the time that he defended LeBron is now years and years past, but I still don't think he's a terrible defender. He is one of, if not the best scorers in the NBA. So I think for me, it would be really easy to build something around him. And he has, once again, extended playoff experience, finals experiences, championship experiences. It's, yeah. It was fairly easy to put KD on the list. I just didn't know where I wanted to put him. But you'll see why he's at four.
Angelo, how many games are in an NBA regular season?
82.
So,
yep.
Napkin math. What is 82 times 4?
82 times 4? 160, which would turn into...
328.
There you go.
So, how many games do you think Kevin Durant has played over the last four seasons? Keep in mind, there's a potential 328.
Didn't one of those seasons he was recovering from that Achilles tear? So probably around.
He missed an entire season that ties into it.
Yes.
So
in probably
four years,
around 125, if I had to guess.
Oh no! He didn't even break 100. He played 92 games. He played 10
That's
games
fair.
More than regular season. He's 35 years old. This is the man you want to build around.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. He's absolutely talented. If you're going for 1 year, sure.
Yeah.
I'm not going for 1 year. And I don't think anyone, if you're a GM and you're sitting down and you're building a team from scratch, right? Like they've changed the NBA rules. You're drafting because that's really what we're doing here, right? So
fair.
There's no protected players. You're picking a player to build your franchise around. And you're picking a 35-year-old who in four
yep.
years has played 10 games more than one season.
Yes.
I don't even know what to say anymore. I just would like to apologize to anyone listening.
Wow.
This is what
I would like to build around. These are just the things that I value, and yeah.
This is Taco Bell Diablo sauce spicy hot takes. it's not actually that spicy. You're just kind of questioning why you're eating this disgusting sauce. Austin.
Compared me to Taco Bell Diablo Spice.
You want some sanity?
Not a sponsor, by the way. Yes, give me
my number four.
Give me dopamine.
Give me Jason Tatum.
Okay. I don't hate it.
Yeah. Great scorer. He's a good defender. Decent to good playmaker. All around great player. I think he's a great
leader.
Cornerstone.
Too.
He's young. Leadership material. He has some playoff experience. I know he lost.
He has a finals experience.
Yeah, he has a finals appearance. He has playoff experience. So I think he's a good place to start.
It is a great place to start.
And you know what? You would have him for like 10 more years. And you'd probably have him for more than 50 games. That's a great pick, Austin. Way to go. Good GM. You just won GM of the year.
Yay. I'm like Katie requesting a trade.
You just gave Austin a GM of the year award.
Well, yeah, no, that like Katie's going to request a trade on Angelo's team. You're absolutely right. Like,
no, he's not. We got this. We're gonna build around, man. He's easy. He's easy mode, baby.
I don't want to do my number three because that means Angelo's gonna do a number three.
Oh, you're gonna love my number three, man.
We can reverse the sandwich. I'll start with three.
No, I'll start. So my number three, we already talked about him because he was on one of y'all's list. I think it was Austin's. Ja Morant. Really, just for the same reasons, I just have him a little higher. The only thing is I wish he was a little more mature. If I'm building a franchise, I want my cornerstone to be the leader of the room. Statistically, he's already there. He's 30 points per game, or 28 points a game. 6 rebounds, 8.3 assists, 23.7 per, 46, 32, 73 shooting splits. He checks all the boxes for a player you're going to build around. It's just the only reason he's not higher and the only reason... Well, there's two reasons. One, he doesn't shoot that well outside of the arc. And we've seen it many, 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 many times before with these uber-athletic players that they don't necessarily age the best, right? Like, if they can't shoot and their entire game is based on driving, eventually... Ja Morant is probably going to get injured and lose a step. I hope not as a basketball fan, but it's the reality of these hyper-physical athletes. And if he doesn't have the shot, which he doesn't, he's shooting 32% from deep, I question the longevity, which is the only reason he's really not higher for me. That and his, like I've said last week, he's got to realize he's a professional basketball player and either get his
whole season this year or at any year in his career,
but get his little friend group under control, be a little more mature, don't bring that negativity to my franchise. We're a good boy franchise. Yeah, that's true.
That team would be boring to be on.
What?
Right, your team would be boring to be on if you were a GM.
My team would be winning.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't.
Okay, give me the Angelo number three so I can bang my head against my desk again. Let's go.
Okay. So, the reason he dropped was actually because of his defensive liability. He is probably one of the most oppressive offensive threats in the game, and my number three is actually Steph Curry. So, there's not really much you can say about Steph Curry. He is the best three-point shooter I have ever seen. He is demoralizing. He can shoot at an elite level, play make. He would be a really, really easy guy. He's got championship experience, deep playoff experience. He is someone that you could easily build a roster around and would make it easy mode.
I think I've realized that I need to spell out the assignment every week. this isn't 2K. This isn't build a roster that's going to win a championship this year. This is what, like, building a franchise. You want a player that's going to retire.
I
want to
win immediately, man.
I would rather win multiple championships over a longer stretch of time than win now.
The idea of a dynasty is a pipe dream.
I, in this world, it's not. This is a long-term franchise, my dude. I don't hate the idea of Stephen Curry, because Stephen Curry is that dude. It's just, I question the longevity of Stephen Curry in my franchise, and I'm gonna be honest with you. Didn't even make my list.
It's not on mine either.
My near miss.
I debated it, but
what?
Exactly.
So, like, my near misses, just to set an example. So, Trae Young.
Yep.
Darius Garland, Evan Mobley. Paolo Banchero. Quality young players that you can build a future around. That was the idea. That was the Avengers initiative here, and y'all made Hydra.
Wow, Austin, he is lumping you in with me. He said y'all.
Take offense to that.
He's guilty by association.
He's guilty by association. See? He just admitted it. He just admitted it, Austin. What you gotta say about that?
Austin, give me your number three.
My number three?
Y'all.
Give me your number three.
Luka Doncic.
Oh.
Ren, it gets worse from here. Don't worry.
I know it gets worse from here because you have Luka at number three. The only path is down.
You'll like my two. But Luka, I mean, he can carry a team by himself. He has great leadership. He has fun on the court.
And it's important.
I always enjoy to watch. And, you know, he's my favorite player, so you got to give him some props. But
favorite
he's
player
not...
number three, baby.
Favorite player number three.
Y'all remember...
Be entirely biased here.
Do y'all remember after...
Here's that y'all again.
Yep, y'all.
No, because now I am, like, 100% lumping you in with him because...
Y'all!
So, do y'all remember the Suns... Mavericks playoff series game six.
Yes.
Do you remember the post game where Luka was like, everyone's tough when they're up.
Yep.
Do you remember what happened?
Yes.
What happened?
He came back.
The Suns got a little bit of a schlacking there, right?
Yeah.
That is so we talk
How
about
did you
players.
Versus Warriors?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
He's still young.
It only matters.
But what I'm talking... The Warriors were very professional. That's the reason is Luka has that, as we call, with Jimmy Butler and Benedict Mathurin and these little tough-nosed players.
Yeah.
That dog in him.
Oh, yeah.
Big dog. He 100% does.
Big dog.
I'm just telling you, I will get to all of Luka's saving graces when Luka is rightfully placed where he belongs.
Number two?
No. I just... Obviously, it gets worse from here, Austin. Because when you have the best option available and you don't put them at number one, definitionally, it gets worse from there. You don't have to tell me it gets worse from there. I know it gets worse from there. I thank you for the warning. But I know.
If you hate my two, I'm surprised.
I probably
my one
right?
is going to get me fired.
Was I right? Probably... Was I right when I proclaimed this the long episode?
I mean, we're moving through this pretty quickly, honestly. But
that's
I
not
think
why
they...
I called it the long episode.
I'm really dreading who you've got at number one. So
she's curious if me and Angel have the same number one now.
I'm actually worried I might have to fire both of you tonight.
Where's Adam? Adam, you're back! Adam, you got a spot. Come on, buddy. Come on down. Don't be shy.
For no reason.
Austin, we will celebrate with a pineapple.
You don't even know if you've got the same player, so I'm hold out on your victory.
We don't. I already know. But it's all good.
So number two for me, again, following the path of logic and reason that young, talented players are the future of the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Big Jason future. Tatum's my number two. Oh, yeah. Just Jason Tatum.
Something's
broken.
He's like, I'm just, Angelo's going to be like, oh, yeah, my number two is Kobe Bryant. My number one is Michael Jordan. Like, he completely missed the assignment here. So, number two is Jason Tatum. And I don't think, like, you already went over it, but he's averaging 30 points per game, 8.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, shooting 46, 35, 86, PER 24. I think he is, he's number eight in offensive rating. He's got 119.2. And I swore I saw him somewhere else on advanced metrics that I was surprised to see, but I'm not seeing it. Oh, net rating. So he's at a 9.6 for net rating. Really just all around a great, great NBA player. The fact that he's so young is still surprising to me. I always, every time I think of Jason Tatum or I see a big Jason Tatum game, I always think he's a lot older than he is, because how can someone be that good and be that young? And he does act it. Like, we were talking today in the group chat about acting like you've been there before and you think you have to actually be there. That's not the point of it.
You do.
The point... So when Christian Bale is acting like Batman, he's not actually ever been Batman. He's just acting like Batman. It doesn't matter if you've actually been to the NBA Finals or won the NBA Finals.
I just confirmed my theory!
You act like you've been there.
I just said the NBA is basically a bunch of performance actors. Let's go! NBA rigged. Let's go. Let's go. Thank you, Ren.
Everyone wake up. Angelo's new goalpost moving dropped.
Thank you, Ren. No, Ren confirmed what I was saying.
You're really...
You said it. You can't take it back. Man. You can't take it back, man.
You're making something... You're literally taking what I said literally instead of understanding the metaphor. This is what I put up with. So... Jason Tatum, no matter what, he's a consummate professional. He acts like he's been there. He acts like he is one of the greatest of all time, even if he's not, but he acts like he is. And you can see that in how he plays, and you can see that in how he acts on the court and how he shows himself. You want that from someone that you're building a franchise around. It's leadership in its most basic form. It's leading by example. It's not the locker room halftime speech. It's not the dapping guys up on the sidelines. It's just knowing that you have to get a bucket and going out and getting it.
Austin?
Jason Tatum's my number two.
Austin? Yep. Ren's, like, please confirm this theory for me, okay? Does Ren's franchise, like the way he would conduct himself, not sound like the most boring and like the most fun at the same time?
Yeah, it's got a high boom bust potential.
It does
like
not.
I expect professionalism, but I want young, exciting talent.
Right. You can have both.
No.
You can have both. And this isn't my franchise. This is my cornerstone. This is my cornerstone.
Yep.
This is not the way I'm building my franchise. If I was building this team, I would be building other players around it, not necessarily young players, But my cornerstone, my centerpiece, my star player, for the foreseeable future, I want them to be young, talented. It's easier to build around.
A guy who would build a pool in his locker room and then tell his players not to go in it.
That's my pool.
Say I'm wrong, Austin. Say I'm wrong.
Oh,
if you win, you can dip your toes in it.
They have to get a pass. They get a pass by leading the team in a metric. Uh-huh. It is a reward incentive. It is a reward
question for
incentive.
This pool.
What
do you have a lifeguard on duty that'll open the baby gate for your team?
It's Ren. Yes, he
no,
does.
No.
Baby
yeah,
gate.
No.
Yep.
Yes, he does.
It's an electric fence. They all have electric collars on. It's fine.
Wow.
It's fine. Yeah, let's get in the water with electric collars. Yeah. That'll really get your franchise
going. I didn't say it was
going.
A good idea. I just said it was fine.
Like your franchise.
My franchise is great. Let me hear your number two, Angelo.
My number two. So the reason this player wasn't number one is because he's a little more limited offensively, but he's still great offensively in his own right. It's actually Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay, an actual decent one. Wow, I'm impressed. Wow. He's a little old for me, but...
But again, he's a great leader, generally. Right, he is amazing defensively, and he is versatile. He can defend multiple positions, and you could put him at multiple positions, and he would be fine. And he has a championship. He has deep playoff experience. Would be easy mode. Do you want to put Giannis at center? Great, you can do that. Do you want to put Giannis at small forward? Great, you can do that. Do you want to be crazy and put Giannis at point guard? I'd probably be the least good option, but you could probably still do that.
Least good option.
Least good option. My Ohio English is coming in.
We decided to just make
least good. Yes.
I don't hate Giannis. Giannis.
Or the rules don't exist and the points don't matter.
That is strangely your best pick yet.
Uh-huh.
Like, that is... He's still young enough that you could build a franchise around him that has staying power and could be competitive for a decent amount of time. But he's also not old enough that, you know, you're worried he's going to break a hip when he goes up for a layup.
Uh-huh.
Like your other players. So I'm okay with this. He's not on my list. He didn't even make my short list. He was
Wow.
Again, my entire mindset was young players to build a future around. While Giannis is still young enough to fit that technically, he's still too old for what my metrics were. I'm not saying you're wrong at all. I think Giannis is a great pick. He just doesn't fit my personal metrics or how I constructed this list.
That's fair.
That, like I said, that is your first one that I can actually agree with. It's just, it doesn't fit my personal metrics. So
that's fair.
You survived this one.
I survived this round.
For Angela.
I'm really, really dreading your number one. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Austin,
dread away. Dread away, Ren.
Austin,
do you know the controversy around Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, yeah. I was about to say no, and then I realized yes.
I really yes. want to
Ren
know
is the Leonardo
going.
DiCaprio of NBA GM.
Ren is
look,
the...
You turn 25 and we trade you. That's
yeah.
just...
Yeah, exactly.
Them's the rules. Them's the rules.
It's Ren's pool. You can't be over the age of 25. No, this is...
No. So I'm not going to trade Luka if he turns 25.
And by the way, you might be 25, but you got to act like you've been there before, whatever that means, and not act like a young kid.
Yeah, so if you jump in a pool, you should look like you know how to swim, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You probably shouldn't be drowning, which is what Angelo thinks. Yeah, it's Angelo doesn't get that. Angelo thinks that there's only... Like he's a Sith. He thinks in absolutes. There's only you've won or you haven't won. There's no middle ground. So, anyway.
Number two?
Number two. Go on, Austin.
Oh,
Joker.
Jokic. Again, doesn't fit my metrics, but I agree with it. Go on. Talk me through it.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you have to say about him? He's a triple threat. Score, rebound, assist. He'd be the perfect leader for my team.
He's also...
But there's one person
soon to be three-time MVP, Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
No, that's not happening. Here's how confident I was. I placed a bet. Now, this is before the Kyrie trade, unfortunately. I placed a bet that Luka would be the MVP. That's how confident I was in Jokic making this.
How many times within the group chat has Angelo talked about the money he's lost from betting? So, like, now I am now considering betting on Jokic winning a third time just because Angelo bet against it.
Playoff predictions? Go for it. What's that?
Right, well,
I said, do you remember his playoff predictions last
season? God.
I did not put any money on that. We're going to time out here.
We're going to go on a story time.
Oh, God.
So last season for the playoffs. Last season. For the NBA playoffs, we were making predictions in our group chat every round. Austin and I were perfect.
No, you weren't.
We were.
No, you weren't.
Yes, we were.
Suns over Mavericks. Go on.
Suns over Mavericks?
You guys both had Suns over Mavericks. Go on.
I don't think we did. I think we had Mavericks over Suns.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I will go look. If so, that's our only wrong one. And that was because what he's trying to do is to distract from the fact that I'm about to say Angelo was wrong on every single pick.
No,
every single one. Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Austin, was he?
You were pretty bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but I was not wrong in every single one.
I'm pretty sure. I will.
This year is Redeem Team year. We got this. We got this.
I will fact check later, but I'm pretty sure you were wrong on every single one.
I was not wrong on every single one.
I think it actually became a meme in the group chat that when you, like, I would ask you who you got, and then whatever you would say, we would all say the opposite. Or bet on, because I bet on it. And I won money. Thank you.
You're welcome, man.
So. Just on when we get to our playoff episodes, which, by the way,
we'll be doubling up. Sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, I guess we're announcing it. I was going to say I'm not sure if we're ready. So we're going to be attempting to do two episodes a week during the playoffs. My suggestion for any listeners is when we talk about our playoff predictions every week or every other day or whenever we're doing it, whatever Angelo says, go ahead and just bet your house on.
No, the opposite of that. Do not do that. Ren, do not set yourself up like this.
I'm just saying Angelo is
Do not listen to Ren. He is giving you terrible life advice right now.
Or am I giving you the best advice?
No.
Future shot.
He's giving you terrible life advice. He is setting you up for failure. He is a charlatan. He is a wolf in sheep's clothing right now. Do not believe what he's saying.
I believe the word is snake oil salesman. But
snake oil salesman is too good for you.
For the record, I don't have any stock in any sort of betting firm. I'm just telling you, maybe not the house, but bet like a fiver on the opposite of what Angelo says. Trust me on this. It is... He is wrong about everything, as you can tell from tonight's episode.
Mm-hmm.
So moving to number one, and I'm just disappointed in you guys.
Luka, here it comes.
So my number one is Luka. There's just so many things to say about Luka. Like, I don't even know where to start. Obviously,
Austin want to grab some late dinner while he goes on his diatribe.
His averages are insane. He checks every single box you want from a star player. He's going to get you buckets.
Good.
He's going to get your rebounds. He's going to get you assists. He's going to shoot the ball well. He's the third highest player in PER. He's the second highest player in player efficiency effect. I cannot, for the life of me, see how you could not pick this guy. The only reason is you can say, oh, he hasn't won yet. But if you're building a team, right, you're building around this player. Luka doesn't have a Chris Middleton. Luka doesn't have an Anthony Davis or Kyrie Irving. Luka is Luka by himself. If I'm building a team, I'm not planning on only having Luka. I'm planning to build a team around Luka. Luka by himself, with no assistance, is averaging 33.3, 8.8, 8.1, 50, 35, 73 shooting splits, 30.3 PER. I don't know how you cannot see why he's the best player to build around, because not only does he likely give you a championship in the near future as long as you build the rest of the team intelligently, but he gives you longevity, something none of your picks give you.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, Austin, I think I'm thinking Mexican and maybe Casa Fiesta, or we can go to Taco Bell. I heard that they have this new spicy Doritos taco. So
the second time
we mentioned Taco sound Bell. Good too.
Yeah. It's the second time we mentioned Taco Bell, not a sponsor.
Two questions for Ren. One, who is the leader in that magical stat that you came up with before the pod today?
Oh, I know the answer.
Oh, no, I can give you the answer. And this is why I said it's not a bad pick. So it's Nikola Jokic. The difference is the age.
He's number one in PER.
I believe that is also Jokic. I don't have that right in front of me.
Again, so he's over Luka.
Again, from a pure metric standpoint, absolutely. And I've highlighted that three times now.
I wonder who Austin's number one is.
You have no idea, and I'm going to get fired.
I have no idea.
I think you're both getting fired.
I almost want to ask Austin to go first because I think Austin's is worse than mine.
I think that means it should go last.
Remember my metric.
I'm gonna have to get like Cameron and Justin in here or something to be my new co-host.
Justin did offer.
He did offer.
You gonna take him up on it? You want me to, you know, hit him up and be like, "Hey, buddy, there's some openings."
I'm gonna see you're gonna find your replacement.
Hey, buddy. Hey, man.
So every facet of the game, including the timeline, Luka fits better than anyone, and I don't think you're wrong by putting Jokic ahead of him. And I don't even necessarily think Giannis is a bad choice ahead of him. And that's why I said initially, I think an argument could be made that Luka's number two, but I cannot get behind him being outside of the top two. It makes no sense from any metrics, because even if you're saying, oh, well, Jokic is number one in player efficiency or player impact estimate, or Jokic is number one in PER. Yeah, you know who number two is? Luka Doncic. So it doesn't make sense to me to not have him in the top two. It's mind-blowing. It is, like, my brain is leaking out of my ears even thinking about the fact that there are people in this podcast right now that do not have Luka Doncic as their number one or number two.
You're going to want to get earplugs because this is going to make all the rest of the fluid leave your ears.
I like this. I like where this is going, man.
Okay, so full disclosure before we move on to I need to find out if I've got the write-up forms ready to go for you guys. I'll have to sign them and get them back to me by Monday.
You probably gonna have to print off some extra copies.
Extra copies.
We'll give it to you when Luka wins the final.
Ooh.
Okay, you can flip a coin because no matter what, you're both wrong here, and I'm completely comfortable saying that. So you just flip a coin, and who decides that they're getting smacked first?
Austin, I think yours is spicier, so I think I'm going to go with mine first.
Okay.
At least I have a feeling yours is spicier. So the person for me that embodied you know, versatility is both good offensively and defensively, and someone I think would be really easy to build around was actually Jason Tatum.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that.
That was, so like I said, I thought the number two or the top two were set in stone. I thought Tatum and Luka were one and two. I thought that was obvious. It doesn't matter. Like, those are your top two. Y'all threw a spanner in that. So
I'm fired.
That's not, yours isn't spicy at all. That is a good pick. That number is your best pick of the night.
Number one and two weren't really spicy. It was, that's why that, now you see why I was like, ooh, we're starting at five.
I mean, you could have started at one, I guess, and gone backwards. That would have been confusing, but
yeah, no, I think it's better that we kept with the flow and the flow of things. But yeah, no, I'd love to build a franchise around Tatum. No,
he's one of the best players to build around because of all the reasons. Like, we've already talked about him twice now, and
yeah, I'm not gonna keep
down. I don't think there's any more to add. Like, he's just an amazing young player. Now, my question is, has Tatum won a ring?
No, but he's been to a finals.
So it's only you have to be to a finals?
I want that experience. Yes.
You do know, like, during the finals, like, the hoop does not, like, move up and down. Like, it's not a carnival game. Like, it's still basketball, right? Like, you do know that, right? Mm-hmm. The ball isn't, like, extra bouncy.
Yeah.
There's not, like, confetti cannons on the rim. It is just, they're playing basketball.
Confetti cannons on the rim would be nice. And then every time it goes through the cannons, go. Anyway.
You do know that sounds like the most 2K thing ever. But you do know that, like, the game itself does not change. It's just basketball.
Well, it's hard to say. I just want people who have been in those moments and played. That's why I appreciate Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow more than I appreciate Josh Allen. That's true. I know that's a football analogy with basketball, but that's kind of
those are absolutely names. I know two of those.
Yep.
Okay, Austin. See if you've outdone Angelo.
He has.
All right. So just remember, my metrics didn't take into account what
he might not have outdone you because you had Luka at five. This has to be
overall. More... I got him. I got him overall.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say
number one. He might have.
Austin seems kind of confident that he's going to cause an aneurysm.
Number
tonight,
one,
so let's go.
Number one better be like nuclear. I swear.
I'm trying to think about who it could possibly be.
I don't know. I've been thinking too. I was like, no. No. Who?
He's so set that this is going to like shock us.
It's going to be someone we're like, oh.
Like Isaiah Joe or something.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Nance Jr. Seti Osman. Like, that's who.
No, it's an actual player.
Uh-huh. An actual player.
The disrespect to Seti Osman.
Wow.
So, remember, my metrics, age didn't matter. Stats don't necessarily matter. It's what they bring to the
team. No, that'll get you in jail, just by the way.
Okay.
Uh-huh. LeBron James.
Wow.
What? I think
LeBron James is my number one.
He's got me. Red, has the balls to do what I didn't. Red, he had the balls to do that.
You beat Angelo for dumbest decision of the night. You, Angelo, give me the dunce crown. It goes on Austin tonight.
Man, I was getting comfy with it.
Austin, put this on.
I mean, he's got the experience.
No,
he's a natural leader.
He does. He is a leader.
Go sit in a corner and think about what you've done. I'm not mad. No, I'm disappointed.
No, Austin, come on. Let's continue with this. Why is LeBron James the player you would want to build around? Please. I love to hear this.
So, natural leader, like I said, veteran presence. He's
great.
Already proven year after year he's that guy.
Yep. Finals appearances. Or 10 finals.
Exactly.
Hold on. I think you need like 20 more year after years there.
He
Man's
is that
played
guy.
In Athens in 2004.
Yeah, I was 14 then.
You were 14? Yeah,
think about that. Think about that.
Yeah.
I was 6. Let's go.
Think about that. Think about what you're saying.
I'm not Leo. I'm okay with people.
This is the ending of the show that May promised, and Austin delivered it. I
got you.
I'm so proud right now. I'm so proud.
From a talent perspective, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But no.
He knows how to win, too, baby. Just win, baby.
He knows how to win. If you want to factor age, he has 1 or 2 more years. Probably 3. 3 to 4,
probably
actually.
Has 3 left in him. He's probably got 2 more productive years and then another year of, like, filler.
Yeah, but still, in that time, I can build through the draft. We're not going to win any games in the beginning, but I'm going to build young guys with LeBron.
Why not just start with the young guy? But why not just start with the young guy then?
Because I value actual experience over acting like you're the guy.
But
I want the guy.
Other options. You could have gone with Steph Curry. You could have
Curry
gone
didn't
Steph
even
Curry.
Make my list.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because there's a
reason. Experience. You could go with the guy with the same amount of rings as LeBron, who's younger, and...
Who are we talking about?
Stephen Curry.
Oh, who's... Oh, okay, that's fair.
Curry's not in contention for the greatest of all time.
Wow. He's not wrong. He's not wrong about that. He's not wrong.
Hold on. Hold on, because I think that...
Not wrong. Not wrong.
So, would you let me talk? So, I think when you're... So, what is the common denominator between the greatest of all times? Like, when you're looking at them. There's multiple facets. It's not only statistics, which I think Curry's already there. It's impact on the game, right? Like, you still can walk down the street, and when someone throws away trash, what do? They yell Kobe.
Yeah.
I would argue that Wardell Stephen Curry has had more of an impact on the game than any player. Like, the evolution of three-point scoring was going to come, but the greatest three-point shooter of all time definitely accelerated that timeline. Is he top 3? No. There's still time left, but no, he's not top 3. But is he in the conversation?
Who is top 3? LeBron, the guy, James.
The no. King.
Why would he not be called the king? Curry is merely a chef compared to the king.
I didn't think about it like that.
There's plenty of time left in Curry's career for him to cement himself. And
Fred trying to salvage this is great.
No, I'm disappointed, honestly. Depressed a little bit.
I'm going to lose more speaking time next episode for sure.
Yeah, you're going to like 2%. I'm going to bring Adam back to be my main co-host. He's gonna fill the other 40% that...
You sure?
Good luck with that!
I know I gotta get him back. For the record...
You just said Trae Young.
For anyone here, like, we didn't like cut Adam or anything. He's just apparently going through stuff and isn't really telling us, so... He's just not here right now. He might be back. Who knows? But for now, he's not.
I think at the rate it's going, Ren will want him back.
It's going great. It's spin-off. This is going great.
Between them two.
We were doing
we need a spin-off show now. We need a spin-off show. We need a spin-off show.
What's the spin-off show? What are we going to talk about? What are you going to ruin for me next?
Mm-hmm. What can I ruin for you next? That's the question.
He's always willing and able.
Childhood. I'll ruin Halo for you.
Oh, hey, Bungie or 343 already did that. You can't.
Hockey. So, we got to go into hockey.
Oh no! There is no way.
Already did that.
Yeah, there is no way we can stop Austin.
You cannot stop
Austin. How many games are there in a regular season of basketball?
82.
We played that many and didn't win a single game.
Yeah, that was pain.
That's not almost even like any of your life. We went 82.
That's the thing is you can't like after dealing with like you, Sean, Travis, Gara, like yeah, no. I've seen the promised land of NHL.
He's seen all he could see, and he can't see
more. No, there's nothing that, like, I will never experience something that painful again. That is, I'm pretty privileged that is the darkest point in my life.
If he wanted to get on, and he'd just be silent for a little bit, and be like, okay.
It was pain. It was pain. So let's talk about basketball. So I'm going to teach you guys about basketball. It's this game where you dribble a ball. Apparently you've never heard of it based on your list.
I don't know. Have you heard of LeBron Austin? I've heard of LeBron Austin.
I have heard of LeBron.
Three of the five people that Ren had, so.
You did. I lost track of how many. I think it was one. I'm not gonna lie.
Jason Tatum.
I had Jason Tatum. Yeah.
Tatum and Luka.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I had Luka.
I don't even count Luka. You might as well not have had Luka. Like, just go ahead.
I'm not gonna lie. I debated putting Jokic there instead of Luka, but I was like.
So, I was expecting.
What I was willing
because,
to.
Because when I had the pipe dream that we actually understood the assignment and we were going to do young players. And I was looking through my list, right? Yeah. And I saw three players, and I thought for sure you were going to put all three on your list, and I thought they were going to be higher up, which was Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, and Evan Mobley. Yep. That was what I thought you were going to do, because I thought the understanding was young, talented players.
I was not going to do
it. It wasn't your understanding, because me and Angelo understood these.
We totally understood the assignment.
There's one thing that does not belong here.
Hold on.
We totally understood the assignment. Yeah, no. You can't argue that.
No, I can't. You want to know how I'm going to... Do you want to know how I'm going to argue it?
How?
Who's the one that told you guys what the assignment was this week?
That's even worse on you. You told us what to do and still messed up.
Terrible leader, honestly.
Do you remember...
Terrible.
Like, I'm gonna pull up the audio test because we did an audio test for new hardware.
Uh-huh.
And that was where we discussed like what our topic this week was going to be. Yep. I'm pretty sure I highlighted the fact that it would be like who would you build a future team around? And
isn't there.
So you weren't there, but you were privy to that recording, and I did tell you in the chat, Austin, we're doing who would you build a team around? We talk
as top five players you would build a franchise around,
right?
Verbatim.
But
where's
but
young
a
and
franchise,
old?
But
where is franchise? Younger? That is right. If the no, old no, doesn't
it's
fit,
implied.
You have to quit. I'm it, sorry. You know. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's implied. It is implied.
No. Get out of here with your implied.
No, it was implied because if you're building a franchise, right? Do you think? Like, okay.
I want to win.
Reverse. So
you're not going to hit with the Uno reverse card.
So did the Oklahoma City Thunder go out and get LeBron James? No, they went and got SGA. Did the Orlando Magic go out and get who was on your Kevin Durant? No, they got Paolo. you get, when you're building a franchise, you don't get an old person that's like, all right, guys, time for me to be hitting that dusty trail right when you've built your stockpile. You don't do that. It's implied.
He really has time to hit the old dusty trail.
You guys are going to build a retirement home and then lose all your players in 2 years. You're not winning. They're all going to get old.
The Nets method, but it'd work.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Clearly not working.
Exactly.
Well, half of Angelo's team's requesting a trade. Your team's going to hit Shady Oaks next year.
Shady Oaks?
I only had two people over, like, 25.
Yeah.
It was the best
the
two.
The average age of your players just from having LeBron is the highest.
Oh, God. I don't know about that one.
I'll put it in. So
I'm not even sure if half your team could drink.
No, all of my team can drink. So my near misses were, like I've already said, Trae Young, Darius Garland, Ed Mobley. I don't have my whole list right in front of me. I think I had Paolo on there. I had Benedict Mathurin.
Near miss?
What?
It was like these a stormtrooper shot.
Yeah, these were my, like, because I spent a long time whittling down my list.
Uh-huh.
And these were like the only thing I was set on was 1 and 2. I knew 1 and 2 was going to be Luka and JT. After that, it was just a tome of
more debatable.
Yeah. So like it's a good sign for the future of the league that we have so many young, talented players that I think I would want to build a franchise around. Because even towards the back of my list, when you got to end of the bench players, like it was still like, wow, that's a quality NBA player. Because I think near the end of mine was like Benedict Mathurin and Paolo, because like, just they are younger, and we don't know it. Donovan was on my short list, but okay. He fell off pretty quickly because I, like, on my
looked
list,
up his age.
As I was going through it, I just realized that from the Cavs, I would rather build around either Garland or Mobley for different reasons.
That's fair.
A lot of mine prioritized playmaking. It was just Mobley was too good to not have on my list, even though he's not the best playmaker.
Yeah, true.
It's just when I'm building a team, I want, like, there's a theme on my list, with the exception of Jason Tatum. They're good to elite passers.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's easier to build around a floor general. So who was y'all's near miss? Udonis Haslam. Chris Paul, probably. Oh, Devin Booker
Indeed.
Was also on my list. Booker was also on my list.
he said we consider Chris Paul, man.
And Vince Carter.
My list, I had a pretty short near miss. It was Joel and Dame.
No. I think the only one I really considered outside of my top five was Jokic.
I mean, Brian Scalabrine's got the NBA ring. He's got the experience, right? That's what matters.
Oh, it's Jerry West. He is Mr. Best. Or no, that's George Mike. It's Mr. Best, right?
Yes.
I was going to say the basketball logo. That's Jerry West.
Jerry West is the logo. It should be Scalabrine, though. He's got a ring. He's got the experience. That's all that matters. Nothing else matters.
Anyone on your list have a ring?
I don't think so.
On my short list, no.
I don't think on his list, period. Giannis. No, Giannis isn't on there.
No, Giannis was on yours.
I had... hold on, let me pull it up.
Luka, no. Tatum, no.
No. It won't be...
No. SGA, no.
Halliburton.
Halliburton, no. No, he doesn't.
No, no, there's definitely no one on my.
He has no ring. He has no rings. He has no rings. He has no rings. That is an apropos for Ren. He has no rings. Just got none.
I'm actually looking through my short list.
He just got none. Got none. He had to scroll to find someone with a ring on his list.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't. There's no one with rings.
Yeah, he had to scroll.
But that's because these players are all on teams that are what? Building a franchise.
Yeah.
Most of them were playoff teams.
Such bore. So bore.
Okay, well, your team is requesting trades or missing half the season. Austin's team are, like, they're taking walkers out onto the floor for their crossovers. So, who really wins here? Me.
No, you don't. I'm sorry.
Who has actual experience? Me.
Yeah. True. Not wrong. Technically not wrong.
Yeah, until he takes his talents to North Beach.
North Beach. Wow.
Ren's team would need VR to win.
Ren's team might win on 2K. No, they wouldn't. That's a lie. Ren's team would be a bunch of point guards.
Hey, in terms of simming, height doesn't matter in 2K. My brain hurts.
You broke it.
You did it. My head literally hurts.
I wonder why. I don't get it.
Was it because of me or because of him?
At this point, I don't know. But I don't like it.
Well, you did your job then, Austin. Good job.
Woo!
I don't know.
Oh, Cade was also on my list. Just throwing that out
there. No rings.
They don't have to have rings.
No rings. Especially for Ren.
Ring is
the
goal.
Jordan Poole. He has a ring before your.
Yeah.
Jordan Poole. A ring is not. A ring is the goal. It's not the prerequisite.
No rings. No rings.
So
aren't you failing if you don't hit the goal?
Okay. Let's do a hypothetical. Okay.
Hypothetically, Ren has no rings.
Okay, so Luka, Jason Tatum, Ja Morant, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Tyrese Halliburton.
Probably somehow all of us don't have rings next year.
I'm not saying next year. Do you think they're not going to have rings in their career among those five? If you are going to say no to that, at least one of them will have a ring.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Probably more. Probably at least two or three of them will have rings.
Yeah.
The point is,
I'm actually quite interested to see how the NBA shapes up post. Well, okay. Granted, we're already starting to see it, I guess, is post LeBron, Curry, KD, you know, basically the old guard being completely out of the playoffs and irrelevant.
Here's the question I'm posing then, because this is why I asked that question.
Yeah.
You're building a franchise, right? We're understanding that we're building a franchise.
Build franchise.
Who's winning the next ring out of Luka or LeBron?
Probably neither.
I'm saying out of the two, who's more likely to win the next ring?
Just based on having it, like having more years to do it in the future, Luka.
Who's more likely to win a ring in the near future, Luka or LeBron?
Probably Luka.
It is Luka. The same can be said for Jason Tatum. The same can be said for Ja Morant. Same can be said for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, because LeBron is old. This is not prime LeBron anymore. Yes, he can still give you numbers. The man collapsed on the floor because the game was going to overtime because he doesn't have the legs for it now. He's old. He's still amazing, but he's old. He's not going to get you through a playoff series. He would have to be the second option, and you don't get a second option when you've got LeBron James. or you don't get a first option when you have LeBron James. You have LeBron James. There is, there's just no way. Yeah, there's no way unless you have Luka. So you're wrong. That's the only way to it. Your lists are bad, and you should feel bad. I'm going to be very clear on next week's topic. I'm going to be super freaking pedantic.
Sure you are.
I don't even know what next week's topic is going to be.
Brent does not know what next week's topic is going to be. But he knows he's going to be pedantic about it.
Yeah, no, I'm 100%. I'm breaking it down. Breaking the script down. You know, I'm writing your script. You guys are no longer showing the ability to be free thinkers. So we are 1984 in this.
No reserve radio. You're reserving our speech.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I am.
So Austin. What's up? Do you remember? You'll not remember. It's still a meme. The meme with Patrick and Man Ray.
Yes.
That is going to be run this next week. This is the topic. So if this is the topic, then this must be what happens, right?
Why am I facing like a mutiny this week? What did I do to deserve this?
You're bad. Your picks are bad.
Facts.
My picks are good. Do you guys have any NBA news? Is there anything you want to talk about? Relevant.
The Lakers.
One quick thing.
Look impressive.
Go ahead. You go Lakers. I'll go after.
Yeah, the Lakers look really impressive. I really liked how Mo Bamba played, even though he fouled out.
I actually haven't caught that game. I've got it recorded.
What? Oh my bad. I won't spoil it then.
I mean, you can spoil it. I don't. I've already looked at the box score.
Yeah. But the Lakers won. Mo Bamba fouled out fairly early, but I think he's what they're going to be needing. He allows AD to play the five, and he's just critical. D'Lo having 20 was huge. So the scoring load won't always be on LeBron and AD, and I think there's a lot of things going on there, but I think they're just happy to get rid of Russ. They're happy to have scoring options, and they're happy to have some spacing.
I would be happy to get rid of Russ, too. The thing is, do the Lakers win that game if Zion is healthy? I don't think so.
Yeah, the Pelicans weren't full strength for sure. I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
I just don't think the Lakers would have had an answer for Zion.
Mo Bamba fouling out?
With Mo Bamba fouling out.
No, that
Jared
is the
Vanderbilt. There's no way Vanderbilt can contain Zion. And with AD, if AD was the one that was guarding him, one, he probably would have got injured because Zion is strong. But he also would have been too tired to drop 30, which they needed that 30 to probably even come close to beating the Zion Pelicans.
That's fair.
What do you got, Austin?
I was just going to talk about the Mavs real quick. Are we worried about Kyrie and Luka?
No.
I'm not worried, per se, because we know Kyrie can be off ball, and like now that he's more mature, he's more accepting of the understanding that he's going to be off ball sometime. I think Kyrie is... I don't have the metrics in front of me, but I would hazard a guess that Kyrie is still near the top of catch and shoot threes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
as we've already established. Luka is, you know, a cornerstone of a franchise that you build a team around because he makes everyone around him better. so he's going to make Kyrie Irving better. The question is, will Kyrie, you know, shave his hair off and change his name to Esteban and start a coffee shop? That with Kyrie Irving, yes, it is.
Okay.
He's found more and more creative reasons to not play than any player I've ever seen. Like, I thought when I was younger and seeing Dennis Rodman, I was like, wow, that man is crazy. Didn't think I'd see that in the modern era, but we're seeing it.
Just why don't... didn't you think? Ren with foresight when he was, like, 5 years old. Ren lacking foresight early in life. See, this is a problem. This is something that... Go ahead.
Ren was wrong.
Yeah, Ren was wrong early in his life, and so he never recovered from that.
Kyrie,
I get that. It's okay.
Kyrie is the modern Dennis Rodman. He thinks the globe is flat. He thinks that the Earth itself is a flat plane. Dennis Rodman doesn't even think that. Dennis Rodman knows it's a globe. He goes to North Korea all the time. He's friends with Kim Jong-un. So, yeah, Kyrie is the modern. But no, I'm not worried about the basketball fit at all. I think that is a great trade. I think early in the episodes, I think it was before Austin joined us even, I had said that the Nets needed to blow it up because something felt off, and I said that Kyrie would have been a good fit in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I still stand by that. From a basketball perspective, he is an amazing fit. But Mark Cuban has got to keep a tight leash on his...
Him.
Yeah, because he's a short-fused man. And he's a man that when he goes off, he goes off.
I wonder if it's LeBron's fault.
It is definitely
LeBron's
fault.
He just has separation anxiety.
No. It's LeBron's fault because he's an old man.
Mm.
He's old.
Mm.
You know, I would build a team around Kyrie before I'd build around LeBron right now.
Mm.
We're adding an episode on that.
Yep.
Clippers, side note, are talking to Russell Westbrook. Look, as long as you're not paying Russ $45 million, I'm fine with it. I think that actually would be a decent fit. We talked about the fact that the Clippers were jerks to John Wall and traded him back to the Rockets, right? We talked about that last week.
The Clippers organization is like how I would imagine a run organization, honestly.
Absolutely not. How many times do you hear me go off on Paul George and Kawhi Leonard?
Absolutely.
I am the opposite of... I am the opposite of load management.
They have expectations. They fall short. They've never won. They
would win
things. They somehow are expected to, you know, be prip and proper, but, you know, they're not. They're the ugly stepchildren in L.A. So, yeah, you know, Ren. Ren is the Clippers.
You lost me at load management.
Ren is the Clippers.
We didn't talk about this. Gary Payton II. Did y'all see that?
Failed a physical. The league might be investigating Portland, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, because Golden State filed a complaint with the league.
Saying that they lied. Purposely without information.
Yeah, purposely without information. Golden State still allowed the trade to go through, but still, that's pretty serious.
I want this player, but by the way, these guys kind of did something illegal.
Because they didn't want James Wiseman anymore?
I guess that's true. That'd be really awkward.
Yeah, it would be more detrimental.
Can you imagine?
Like, trading a player, like, making it public knowledge, and then 3 days later, they walk back into your locker room. Awkward silence. That's like,
hey, James, how's it going, buddy? You doing okay?
I mean, that man is broken. That man's broken, like, emotionally now, like all the trips to the G League. Yeah, I like it for him. I like him moving. So,
surprised Ren didn't have James Wiseman on there.
James Wiseman? No. Could he be there? If we were to do, so, episode idea. This isn't an episode idea. I'm just throwing it out there because I think that it's a thought. This is the shower thoughts I have that lead to our episode ideas. Mm-hmm. Top five players you would take as a project. You know, this would be like James Wiseman, Markelle Fultz, players that had high expectations that haven't lived up to those. Now, you as a Cavaliers fan, you have a lot of experience with this. For example, Anthony Bennett. Like, you're never allowed to trash talk another franchise because you drafted Anthony Bennett first overall. That's like kind of zero for your franchise. It was, but there were options, and you can say that. But let's just real quick look up who was available. Besides Anthony Bennett, who is, you know, I heard he's just chilling in the Basketball Hall of Fame right now. So that was the 2013 draft, if I remember. Draft selections. So number two was Victor Oladipo. It was a decent NBA career, barring the injury. He's solid. CJ McCollum was number 10. Again, solid career. Giannis Antetokounmpo was 15th.
No one expected Giannis.
Man. Dennis Schroeder.
And he was also the project of all projects. It took him.
Dennis Schroeder, number 17. Rudy Gobert, number 27. There are other small players. Otto Porter Jr., better than Anthony Bennett. Cody Zeller, better than Anthony Bennett. Alex Lynn, Nerlens Noel, Ben McLemore, KCP, Trey Burke, Steven Adams, Kelly Olynyk, Shabazz Muhammad. God, I can keep going. Tony Snell, Georgie Dang, Mason Plumlee, Solomon Hill, Tim Hardaway Jr., Reggie Bullock, Andre Roberson.
There is a player on there that is like worthy of like a 101 to me.
They're more worthy of it than Anthony Bennett.
Hindsight.
And again, for the full record here, this man just said Giannis Antetokounmpo was not worth the first overall pick. Not a single player.
He was the project.
You either have it in hindsight or you don't. So is it in hindsight or in the moment? Because in the moment, there were clear first overall picks. Victor Oladipo should have been the first overall pick just based on the lead up to that draft.
That's fair.
Anthony Bennett was on nobody's radar.
That's also fair.
So now if you're looking at it in hindsight, Giannis Antetokounmpo is obviously the first overall pick.
Yeah, no. In hindsight, absolutely.
In the moment, there was a, not necessarily a clear first overall pick, but there was a clear top five. Anthony Bennett was not on that top five. Cleveland saw something in him, and I don't know what it was, but clearly it's just something in Ohio. It was not. If you're looking at athleticism, you were looking at VO. There's not that much athleticism to Anthony Bennett.
Yep.
And just, I'm now understanding people in Ohio just don't understand basketball talent. It explains so much. So, with that all said, guys, follow us on social media, No Reserve Radio on all platforms. Follow us on the YouTube. You get kind of a short form version of the episodes. You don't have to watch the whole thing or listen to the whole thing. Because if you listen to the whole thing, you have to listen to Taco Bell hot sauce, hot takes. Not a sponsor.
Could be a sponsor, honestly.
Could be a sponsor. You imagine free crunch wraps for life?
I hate Taco Bell, honestly. It's like eating it. That's just me, though.
Good Lord, this man. This man!
What?
You just don't like good things.
I just don't like good things.
So leave a comment, leave a like, leave a subscribe, leave a negative comment. Look, just leave it, interact. Leave us engagement.
Yeah. Fair.
And stick around next week because I don't, like, at this point, I think now they're just trying to one up the takes from the previous week.
As Ren tries to create a topic that me and Austin won't flum up.
Oh, yeah, no, I am I am going in depth on what the topic is, and
he's like, going full Manry on us. So this is your topic.
Yeah, no, it's going to be like there's going to be a flow chart. There's going to be graphs. There's going to be a Venn diagram of what's allowed and what's not allowed.
Uh huh.
This is going to be the best.
This is America. You do not tell me what I can and cannot discuss, good sir.
Okay. So side tangent. Is Ohio in America? Is it actually?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Do we claim it?
We do.
I don't think we do.
We do.
I think you do. But the only thing, like Ohio man and Florida man.
Ohio man ain't really a thing, man.
I don't think we claim it. I think it's like just tacked on because of where it is. So, and this is a bit of an autocracy. Like, let's be real. And you're just trying to rebel against my...
Not really rebel. We're just giving inputs, man.
You're attempting to rebel. This is the only way I view it.
You view it as attempting to rebel. It's, you know, it's all Gucci, man. It's all good, man. You gotta smell the roses, you know.
I just want everyone to realize that's listening along. I'm not trying to be a dictator here, but this man has been proud of this episode. Like this. He has been talking about this since we talked about doing this as an episode. Yep. He has been proud of how spicy Luca at 5 is going to be. He's trying to be Skip Bayless. That's all he's trying to do.
That one.
He is just trying to come up with like a hot take for hot take's sake. That is my theory. You can now like I am the Kyrie Irving in his Skip Bayless universe where I'm coming up with the conspiracy theories.
Hey, man.
Austin is LeBron James, who still thinks LeBron James is the greatest thing in the league right now. No, you are Skip Bayless. It is. Like, it's completely fair.
It's a little bit unfair, man.
I'm calling you Skip Bayless. All right, that's all the time we got tonight, guys. Unless you guys have something else to add, I think we're good to go. I think this has been a very informative episode. I'm going to go...
That's an interesting word you used.
I'm going to Barnes & Noble tomorrow. I'm going to attempt to track down basketball for five-year-olds so y'all can learn a thing or two.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, follow us on socials. Leave a like, comment, subscribe, whatever. Hopefully next week we... Maybe we'll get them down to mild sauce instead of the Diablo. Mild sauce is actually good. Mild sauce is actually decent. Diablo sauce, which is what you're doing, is like it thinks it's spicy, but it's not spicy. It's just bad. It's just gross. No one likes Diablo.
So I actually, when I, you know, suffer to go through eating Taco Bell, I don't actually put any sauce on my tacos.
And we now know Angelo's a serial killer. Cool. That's okay. That's all the time we got tonight, guys. We will see you next week. Have a good week. And thanks for listening.